most of the market's attention remains on all things geopolitical, given the intense conflict in the Middle East. Naturally, this has resulted in a persistent wave of risk-off flow, with U.S. equities under pressure and the U.S. dollar broadly bid. We've also highlighted just how nervous the market is, as reflected through the awakening of a sleeping giant. The price of gold has rocketed higher over the past several sessions, clearly reflecting a greater demand for flight to safety, store of value assets. Of course, global markets are already contending with stagflation risk, a U.S. economy that could be holding up just a little bit better than most others, and a Federal Reserve that, because of this, will continue to be more reluctant to shifting to a more investor-friendly, accommodative policy outlook. Earlier today, the Australian dollar took a hit on a worse-than-expected Aussie employment report, and the New Zealand dollar sunk to a fresh yearly low against the buck as it contends with risk-off flow and a repricing of RBNZ expectations following softer New Zealand inflation data earlier this week. Looking ahead, key standouts on the calendar for the remainder of the day come from the Eurozone current account, Canada producer prices, U.S. initial jobless claims, the Philly Fed, existing home sales, and a batch of Fed speak highlighted by Fed Chair Powell. That's all for now.